Dear Abbas, a narrative of love composed for you.
If you'd had a little more confidence, if you'd shown a little more support, we would have gotten results.
Didn't you hear what he said? Our other fighters are for going into Iraqi territory. The F-14s are only for air support.
Commander, sir, is it possible that we can't make more use of such an advanced plane? They didn't give me the chance to prepare my plans and present them. It can refuel during flight. It can also be a competent bomber.
I have confidence in your abilities. I'll use my own authority. Work on the refueling.
Thank you very much, Commander, sir.
You're a real man.
Last night, their radio announced that we want to equip our F-14s for refueling. They're waiting for a problem to arise so they can publicize it. They're cowards, after all.
They're waiting for their internal staff to come up with an excuse to somehow take away their F-14s from us.
Abbas, what if it doesn't work? We only have less than 2 hours of flight time.
Then we'll have to land with our engines or...
Even without an engine, I wouldn't leave you alone.
But God willing, it'll work. Somehow I've put everything on the line for it. So it's gotta work.
Commander Soltani said he'll have good news for you if it works.
God willing, in 4 hours, we'll have some good news for him. For now, let's go. Not even our friends believe it.
Thank you. kindly open the left basket?
It's being extended. Ego, Ego, this is Air Force Left Observer.
Air Force Left Observer, Eagle, I'm in position. We're ready for refueling.
Basket open, system ready. Sir, I'm ready for your command.
We're coming in for contact.
Nice correction. Distance 40. Distance 30.
Distance 20.
Sir, a little slower.
Check your rate of propulsion.
Increase speed, slightly increase altitude.
Distance 5.
Distance 3.
Lower, lower, lower your altitude.
Oh.
Basket forward.
Go and come back again for free contact.
Copy, sir.
Nice correction, sir. Distance 20.
Increase speed, lower altitude. Lower altitude.
Miss the basket.
We're maintaining our speed, altitude stable.
We'll reduce speed so that, God willing, this time we'll make contact.
Nice approach.
Distance 3. Nice, sir.
We're ready for refueling.
Engineer, give them the fuel.
Okay. Receiving fuel. Now.
Eagle, are you getting fuel?
That's affirmative.
Okay, 1,000.
Eagle, you've received 1,000 pounds of fuel.
That's affirmative. 1,000 pounds received.
2,000.
You've received 2,000 pounds of fuel so far. Sir, it's excellent. Maintain your position. A little lower, please, so we don't disconnect.
3,000 pounds.
3,000 pounds of fuel received.
You've received 4,000 pounds of fuel. Prepare to be disconnected.
Yes, sir. 4,000 pounds of fuel received. Ready for disconnect.
Affirmative. Preparing for disconnection. Standby.
Yes, sir.
Engineer, kindly cut the fuel. We want to disconnect.
Fuel disconnect.
Ego, clear to disconnect.
Disconnect.
Disconnect. Contact complete. It was excellent.
Us. Congratulations, man.
Congratulations to all of us, Ali.
Very nice, sir.
Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Free contact with you, sir. Great job, everybody. It was excellent.
Thank you. Great job. We're going back. Good luck.
Now it is time for this hour's news. The brave men of the Islamic Republic of Iran's Air Force have once again done us proud. Last night, for the first time, with the planning of the courageous pilots of the Air Force, an in-flight refueling mission...
My poor, poor child. He doesn't sleep, he doesn't eat anything either.
There's an old Chinese saying that goes, a person who only eats, but keeps his hands and eyes closed will slowly die. Or so they say.
God forbid that ever happens to my child. God, please help us.
Why did you turn it off? It was nice. I was listening to it, man.
I was listening to the news. It's over.
What was in the news?
It was talking about in-flight refueling. It was Abbas's doing.
Now, why doesn't he land on the ground to pump gas in his tank? He's gone up there. What's the point of that?
It's war, Dad. A minute is a minute.
But petrol, huh? I don't know, really. I can't figure it out. God grant them long life. May watch over all of us. That's all I can say. No, man. You bring that radio over here. If you're not listening, bring it.
I've been transferred to the base at Meher Abad. You've been recommended as the commander of the Isfahan base.
What an interesting suggestion. But with a captain's rank, won't they laugh at me, Commander, sir?
With the order of the fourth commander, you'll take over with the rank of second commander.
I thank both you and him. God willing, I'll be worthy, but if what my heart desires is any factor, I don't have any inclination to accept the responsibility of being commander, actually.
If serving the people is important to you, accepting this position is an obligation for you, Abbas.
Then, with your permission, I have two conditions in order to accept my responsibility.
In the military, for obeying your senior's orders, nobody places any conditions.
I said with your permission, Commander, sir.
Very well, say it.
One is that the position of commander doesn't prohibit me from flying.
The second?
Could justify an Abdi will be permitted to fly under my responsibility.
It's a heavy responsibility, Abbas. You might put your entire reputation at risk by doing that.
Either way, under these circumstances, we have to allow every person who loves his country to serve it in any way he can. Could justify an Abdi went and got their training with the money of this country. They learned in order to serve in a situation like this.
You already know about Abdi's file. It's not good for you to take responsibility for someone who is involved in the events at the Najeh base.
Abdi's a pious person, sir. I've looked into his case myself. His wife's father was one of the people peripheral to that incident. We can't blame Abdi for what someone else has done. It's war.
If he takes off with his plane and doesn't look back, then what is it you're planning to do?
Then you can arrest me.
Will you sign to that?
I'll sign. I'm on duty. If there's nothing else, then I should leave, with your permission. Goodbye, sir.
I'm supposed to be glad I raised a child. I raised a child so he can cure his country's ills. And he's become, instead, a salt on all our wounds. Well, if you wanted it to be like this, you should have come here as a child and started working for me. So I wouldn't be ashamed in front of people. Huh? Eh? Minute by minute, the ranks on Abbas's shoulders are increasing. And this wonderful son of mine has gone and gotten a foreign wife, so they'll kick him out of his job. And with all these women here, what am I going to do with him? Anything I say is like spitting in the wind.
You can't let it go, can you?
Let go of my honor? Let go of my pride? Look, Saeed, don't look at me like that. I don't want to get into it with you. You know what? If by next week they let you go on a plane, then great. If not, Saeed, I'm going to take you by the hand and have you enlist so you can go fight at the front line. Maybe after that, maybe then I'll be able to salvage a bit of my respect after all. It's a waste for this young man to come here and roll dough. What a mess I've been put in.
Hi there, Saeed.
Hello.
Hey, Abbas. Saeed, hold on. Talk to the upstairs neighbor.
Hold on.
Hello, hi, Uncle Saeed.
Hello there, darling. How are you doing?
My dad says get up and jump on your F-14.
Did you hear?
What? What does that mean? What?
What did your little birdie say?
Well, it's just like Selma said.
Well? You mean...
Congratulations, man.
Hurry up, man. Get over here.
Get down here.
Congratulations, honey.
How did you find out?
From the joy in your voice?
That's something. From the joy in my voice.
I'd prepared myself for execution. I didn't even think that one day I'd come out of that door, and then to be able to fly.
For now, your first task is to go to Orumia and visit your family.
I'd really like to fly first.
That's why you came out, my friend. After you've seen your family, you'll come to Isfahan, and God willing, we'll all participate in a big operation.
If you don't mind, I'd like to go and see them after the operation.
Your family hasn't seen you for a really long time.
I'm afraid if I go and see them, I'll have second thoughts about flying.
No way to argue with that.
Attention! Attention! Hut!
At ease. Go ahead and take a seat, please. I take shelter in Allah from the rejected Satan. In the name of Allah, the compassionate and the merciful. By the time verily man is in loss, except such as have faith and do righteous deeds and join together in the mutual enjoining of truth and of patience and constancy. Hello to you, the courageous men of the star-filled sky and flower-filled land of the proud Iran. With respect and courtesy, to you, the fast-flying Air Force personnel. Under the orders of the Force Commander, in yesterday's farewell and introductory ceremony, I was tasked with the great and honorable responsibility of commanding Isfahan Base Number 8. And with the help of God, I have accepted this great and honorable duty. It is a great religious and nationalistic duty which I have committed to with all my heart. With consideration to the respect that I have for every single one of you, I must confess that there are many sitting among you who are more experienced, more respectable, better trained, and longer serving, who are all more deserving and better qualified than I am, and therefore, it was a responsibility which I could not, nor will not avoid. As Hafez of Shiraz has said, heaven from its heavy trust aspiring to be free, the duty was allotted, mad as I am to me. Now I'm standing here, and these weak and useless hands of mine are in need of your strong and productive hands. So we can become one hand and deliver a strong punch to the evil enemy of this great country. We will put him in his place and in the eyes of the world, destroy him, God willing. If among you great men there are those who think they will be diminished by serving under me or find it difficult to accept my command, you are free to choose whichever other base you'd like to be transferred to in order to serve your countrymen. And those of you who remain and accept me as one of your own will work together in this base to be of service to our country and our religion Islam.
Lord, expand me my breast. Ease my task for me. And remove the impediment from my speech, so they may understand what I say. Amen, Allah, Master of the Worlds. Ya Ali.
Come in, from this way. I'm very glad you're here. My dear Karami, you brought flowers to a garden. A good man.
You shouldn't make such a big deal, Mr. Rove Sadi. I'm very happy to be here.
In fact, it's a very big deal. You yourself are a very precious flower. And you mentioned the name of the one dearest to my heart, Abbas Babai. Who's the most precious of flowers? These flowers don't have color or scent, my man.
You first, please.
Let's go. Come on, this way. Come on. My dear Mr. Karami, so you're not going to tell me who gave you my number, huh?
If you'll allow, let's talk first, and then I will tell you for sure. If you please.
Sure. But let me tell you something first, my friend. Tomorrow, when you publish your book and your CD, please don't mention my name anywhere in it. If you bring my name up, I'll know what to do with you. Listen here. Don't let me see you've put at the end, with great thanks to B.R. instead of Bahador Raufzadeh. You're not a man if you do.
Sure. You can put your mind at rest.
Please tell me, what's that? What are you doing, man? I tell you not to write my name, and you still pull out a recording device.
It's just that there's a lot of information. I told you, I'm a little preoccupied, and I'm afraid I might forget something. Once I transcribe it, I'll erase the recording, I promise.
Promise?
Promise.
In the name of God, I'll start and recall. His obedient servant, the precious flower, that great incomparable man, the martyr Abbas Babai. Mr. Karami, I really want to tell you the end of the story first. Then the beginning, in the middle, and finally the middle right at the end. I want it to somehow be unique. How do you say it these days? Avant-garde. That's not a problem, right?
No, as a matter of fact, it's great. The way you want to tell what you have to say, it's a bonus when it comes to editing his life story. Don't worry about anything. Do what you like.
Thanks for saying that. You see those two ladies standing there?
Mr. Sadegh, put this over there. Put those roses...
One of them is my wife, who I have to tell you is everything to me. The other one is my daughter. She's my youngest. She's supposed to become an agricultural engineer. I have two children. One is my older daughter, who has a husband and three children in Isfahan. The other one is my son, who, like you, is a gentleman and he's a petrochemical engineer. Where? In Asaluye. You've got these. Now let's get to the rest. I want to tell you that my father was a kind of thug. God bless his soul. There wasn't anything he didn't do. Stabbing people, boozing, that kind of thing, and eventually he lost his life because of these things. Man, it was just me and my mom and my sister. What to do? What to do? I figured I'd go into business, but I ended up becoming a gambler. My uncle, God bless his soul, who was an officer in the Air Force, took me with nothing more than a middle school education and got me a job in the Air Force. I had a position. They tasked me with the maintenance of the gardens. Man, as soon as I saved a couple of bucks, the jackal showed up again. Those same good-for-nothings who'd gotten me into gambling. And I went for it again. I did everything you could think of. Long story short, my uncle started thinking about how to straighten me out. He found me a wife, but I still continued my ways. Eventually, the poor girl was left with two little kids. One night, when I got home all messed up, I went crazy, and I broke everything I could possibly get my hands on. Then I told her to get up, pack up. Pack up and go to your father's. Go to hell. The poor girl left the two kids with me and took off all on her own. Oh, man, oh, man. You're not getting tired, are you?
It's actually really interesting. Keep going.
I'll wrap it up now. Man, one day I was supposed to take a truck full of plants and flowers to the base. I was driving the truck and on my way when all of a sudden I saw those jackals were in front of me again. Come with us. No, I have to go. No, you have to come and that sort of thing until we went and did some drugs. I was really stoned. And you wouldn't believe I was really feeling bad. After some time, I realized I was supposed to take the flowers to the base. Man, all messed up. I tried to get up, but I really couldn't do it. Eventually, I dragged myself onto the truck and said, what the hell? Something will happen. I started going towards the base, all messed up. I can see it right now. It's like a movie.
Oh, heart, you're driving me crazy. You're driving me crazy. You're driving me, you sing to, driving me
Bahadur,
crazy.
What have you done? If anyone sees us like this, it'll be really bad. You look really messed up.
Don't be scared. Don't you worry.
No, really, mate. I mean, you could have drank a little less of that stuff, I'm telling you.
Don't give me such a hard time. When we get to the base, I'll find a little corner. If I rest for 2 hours, I'll be feeling fine. Don't you worry.
Yeah, if we're lucky, they won't harass us at the entrance.
The guards! The guards at the entrance are my buddies. Just say a couple of words and they won't bother us. Yeah, and when they see the truck and the load, and then they'll just let us go in, and we'll just drive through.
Bahadur.
Go right on.
Bahadur. Bahadur, the entrance. Bahadur, sit up straight. Sit up straight, Bahadur. God, take pity on us today. Bahadur, sit up straight.
Chop it!
Flat. That's all we need.
You've got a flat? So change the tire. What are you waiting for?
Get out. Get out.
Easy, man. What are you doing?
Come on, mate.
Okay, man. I'll get down. Let me go, man.
All right now, mate. Just sit there and don't make a move until I change the tire. I
can't believe this. This is absolutely ridiculous.
As soon as you're sober, I'm going to strangle you. Look what I've gotten into today. There goes making any money today. Now I'm completely done for because of you. No, not now. Come on,
what
get up.
What is it?
Get
what?
Up. It's the commander of the base. Get up and take
what?
Care of it. Just go. Shh.
The
change the tire.
Commander?
Just go. Just go. You'll be fine. Just deal with it, Bahadur.
Where are you going? Come change it yourself. Where are you going, bastard? Where's the base commander, huh?
Hello there, Mr. Rafsadeh.
Hello, Commander, sir. How are you?
Good, thanks.
It's got a flat, this pile of junk. I'll fix it now. Just the flowers and Colonel Soltani had said. I've brought them. I've brought flowers. I'll fix her in now. I'll put it on right now.
So give him a hand so it gets done.
Come on, I'll change it.
No, I don't trouble yourself. Forgive me.
It's not on right.
Done it now. That night, I didn't sleep a wink. Of course, not out of fear of punishment or getting fired. I wasn't thinking about that at all. I was trying to figure out why the commander, who was a really religious guy, hadn't said anything. I don't know. Maybe there was some fear at the bottom of my heart. Maybe I was just thinking his niceness was the calm before the storm. First thing next morning, I went to his office. And that's the story of what happened, Captain.
If I was the commander, I'd know exactly what to do with you. But he was being really nice. Now, what did he say to you?
Nothing. He didn't say anything. It's his not saying anything that's driving me crazy. Believe me, I wasn't able to sleep all night.
Well, then it's resolved then. Just think he didn't realize what you had done.
Captain, sir, forgive me, really. I'm sorry. I might be a stupid person, but I'm not a child.
Well, think that he did realize, but he didn't say anything. Huh?
I have to find out what he plans on doing to me. Man, I've put my whole life into this job. More important than that, I have to go and apologize. Do you get it?
You can't, man. He's really busy. Go, my friend. Go and let us get to our work.
Look, my good man. I'll be your servant for life. Do something so that I can go into the commander's room just for 2 minutes. Do me this favor, please, Captain.
Very well. Take a seat. Sit down. Let me see what I can do for you.
Thanks a million, man.